Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of James, chapter number 5. James, chapter number 5. Y'all find it, say amen.
Amen.
And I'll let y'all go ahead and get your laughing done. I'm going to need some reading glasses. I've been struggling to see my Bible in the pulpit, and my wife said she's not feeling well tonight. She said, you know they're going to laugh at you, so y'all just go ahead and just laugh. I'm getting old, amen. James chapter number 5. I was afraid if I didn't get some help, y'all would be thinking I was reading out of the NIV or something because I can't see the words, amen. James chapter 5 and verse number 13. The Bible said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one covet, convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. Back up and let's get verse number 13 one more time. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. James has a lot to say in the book of James about our tongue and the use of our tongue. And he gives some bad uses of the tongue about griping and gossip and all that kind of stuff. But he gives us the greatest use of our tongue, and that is the ability to pray. Amen. Brother Shane had a situation yesterday, and he called me up and said, I need you to pray. And I may not be able to do a whole lot in this life, but I can pray. Amen. You may not be able to teach a great Sunday school class or run a bus route or preach a great sermon, but you can pray if you're a child of God. Amen. So thank God for the privilege of prayer. Sometimes we look at prayer as a chore, but it's not a chore, it's a privilege. Amen. It's not that we have to pray, it's we get to pray. Amen. I'm glad we have an advocate with the Father, aren't you? I'm glad we can still come boldly under the throne of grace and find help in our time of need. Amen. I think probably one of the things most talked about and less done in the Baptist church is prayer. If we announce the men going to have an all-night prayer meeting, 5 or 6 will show up. We have prayer meeting on Saturday morning at 8:30. Sometimes I'm traveling in from out of town or what have you and can't be here every time. But, you know, usually it's just a very few of us. Amen. And we spend about 30, 45 minutes praying. You know what? Our greatest need in America is not for somebody to fix the economy. The greatest need in America is not for the election to go our way. America's greatest need tonight is prayer.
Amen.
Amen. That's our greatest need. Do you know the last time I heard our nation even talk about prayer? 9/11, 2001. Is that what it takes to get America to call on God? The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I know we've got the atheist out there that gripe about In God We Trust being printed on our money, and I'll be honest with you, wouldn't make a lick of difference to me if they took it off. Why? Because it's a lie. America does not trust in God. We've seen over the last few weeks and last few days, especially where America's trust is. America's trust is in Wall Street. America's trust is in our financial backing and our financial stability. Well, we see how fast that can go in the toilet.
That's right.
Amen? The most valuable asset we have as Americans is the fact that you and I can fall on our face and pray. Amen. Wednesday night for years and years and years in the Baptist church was called prayer meeting. Amen. It still ought to be prayer meeting. We're going to preach a little bit. We're going to get these prayer sheets. They hadn't brought them in yet. And we're going to get down here together tonight and fulfill our rights as Christians, and that is to pray.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Shane, I don't know if he's got it with him tonight, but Brother Shane, back some time ago, broke down his prayer list. And I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. He had like Mondays, and I'll probably get this wrong, Shane, but he had like Mondays he sets aside that day and prays for sick people. Then he had Tuesdays he prayed for job situations and financial situations. On Wednesdays he prayed for the church and he prayed for the pastor and all that. You know what I'm saying? He just had that thing. And boy, you know, it is a good idea that when you go to pray, you have an outline about what you're fixing to do. You say, what do you mean an outline? I keep reaching to grab one of those prayer sheets and they're not in here. A list, a prayer sheet, a prayer list. I mean, boy, where you've got it. How many of you keep a prayer list? Shame on the rest of you. Get you a little notepad somewhere. How many of you have needs? Come on, be honest. How many of you have needs in your life? There's areas in your life where you need to see God move.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have a prayer list? Listen to me carefully tonight. We are forfeiting our greatest right as a Christian, and that is to approach God.
That's right.
The average Christian gets on his face and prays for about 3 minutes and has nothing left to say. You know why? Because we haven't put enough forethought in it to decide and make a decision what we are going to God for. We need a prayer list. Amen. I'm not talking about the one that they'll bring in here in a few minutes, and it's okay to use that one. But we ought to have a personal prayer list. A personal prayer list. You know, there's things I pray and talk to God about I would never tell you. There's things I pray and talk to God about that I haven't even told my wife. You know what? It's personal. It's between me and Him. I have a personal prayer list. I've got some things that I pray for every single day of my life. Every single day, I pray and ask God for His power. Every day. Man, to do my job, I have got to have the power of God. There's those prayer sheets. I was sending somebody to hunt you. No, I'm kidding, brother. I pray and ask God for His power on my life every day.
Amen.
This afternoon, I got out on the back porch, and I'll be honest with you, I've been lazy today. I ain't hit a lick of a snake. My car hadn't left, my truck hadn't left my driveway till I left to come to church. You know what I did? I studied and I prayed. I cut my house phone off. I mean, I just cut the ringers off on the phone where I didn't even hear it. I put my cell phone on vibrate. I left it in the house. I got out there on the back porch and the rain was coming down. Boy, it sounded so peaceful. And the gutters got full and it started running over the gutters. And boy, it's just like I was behind a waterfall. And I got down on the porch and I said, God, you know, here in just a little while, I've got to go stand before my people one more time. And God, I need your touch and I need your power. Hey, I've got a list that I personally pray for every day. I hope you do. If you don't, I hope you will have after tonight. Amen. But looking in James chapter number 5, just running down through these verses quickly, I want to give you some things that James says we ought to pray for. James gives us a prayer list right here. And that's how you ought to break your prayer list down. You ought to have a time to pray for everything. You know what? I have a time in my schedule that I don't ask God for anything. I just spend some time thanking Him and telling Him how great He is and how awesome He is. And I just tell Him, Lord, You blow my mind. And it just amazes me what You do. And boy, last night about 11:30, 12 o'clock, God gave me peace. Brother Shane called and had a situation yesterday. And I said, brother, we just going to have to pray. And boy, I sat down in to pray and God said, go to sleep. It's all right.
Amen.
Brother Shane called this afternoon about what, 5:30, quarter to 6, somewhere in the neighborhood. You know what he said? It's all right. Already had the news, amen. I had the news last night when I laid my head on my pillow and the Lord said, it's going to be okay, man. Just go ahead and go to sleep. I got this handled, amen.
Yeah, amen.
He gives us some things to pray for. Let's run down through here and we'll look at them just for a minute. One thing you could pray for, he said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. You know what we ought to pray for? We ought to pray for those of us who are suffering. Amen. Amen. We ought to pray for folks who are suffering. You know, we have people in our church tonight that are suffering. Amen. I don't know how long it's been since Brother Robbie's had a carpet job. That's why he lays carpet for a living. I don't know how long it's been since he's had a job, a carpet job to do. Or I don't know how long it's been since some of these carpenters had anything to build. And I don't know what all people are going through, but we got some folks in our church who are suffering. Amen. We've got Brother Jason back there, just buried his grandmother. He told me on the phone Saturday morning, he said, "Brother Eddie, I know where she's at." He said, "It's kind of a celebration." I said, "Well, hallelujah, brother. I'm glad we can put them in the ground that way, amen, and say we know we'll see them again." But boy, you know, even though he said it was a celebration, deep down in his heart, that human side of us, there's that longing and that gonna miss grandma and ain't gonna get to hug her no more and give her sugar no more. And you know what? He was suffering. So you know what I did? I got in my prayer closet and I said, "God, I pray you'd help Jason and his family today. Lord, they need your mercy." Hey, we ought to pray for those around us who are suffering. Yeah. You know why? You know why? One day it's going to be you. One day it's going to be you who are hurting. Yes, and it'll be the prayers of your brothers and sisters who will help, that'll help you out.
Yes,
amen. We ought to pray for those who are suffering. Listen, we all suffer. You understand that? None of us are above it. We all suffer. He said, if any of you or any among you afflicted, let him pray. Let him pray. Let him pray. So we ought to pray for those who are suffering, those who are hurting. And we've got them. We've got them by the boatload. I've had 3 calls today of people wanting love offerings. 3 calls today. He said, "You're going to take up 3 love offerings?" I'm not going to take up any. Why? Because the church is suffering too. When we get so many of our men out of work, it reflects in that offering plate. But the bills keep coming, and the bills keep coming, and the bills keep coming. And Tom wrings his hand, and every time I see him, it's like, "Oh no, what's he going to tell me now?" And he said, "Brother Ed, it's bad, and I don't know how we're going to do this, and I don't know how we're going to do that. All I know to do is pray." Why? Because our people are suffering. Our church is suffering. The economy's bad. Hey, we better pray.
Amen.
Amen. I ask God again today to pay this building off. I ask Him that at least 3 times a week. "Lord, pay this building off." You can do it.
Yeah. Amen.
You paid off that second mortgage. God, you can do it.
You've
already proven what your ability is. "Lord, I don't know how long you want us to struggle, how long you want us to go through this, but God, please, we're hurting, we're suffering, our people are hurting. God, please help us."
Amen.
Amen. Pray for those who are suffering. I wonder if you spend any time doing that. You know what our problem is? If we pray, and when we pray, we're so selfish, we pray for us. Me. And it's okay to do that. But why don't you put yourself on the bottom of the list? Why don't you bump yourself down? You got your prayer priorities wrong. What's that little acronym? J-O-Y, joy, Jesus, others, and you. It's got to be in that order. Amen? Let's spend some time in our prayer life praying for the suffering of others. He said, pray for the suffering. Verse number 14, he said, "Is any among you sick?" Or, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Listen, not only should we pray for the suffering daily, but we ought to pray for the sick daily.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I know it's been going on a year now, but how many of you still pray for Ashley every day? Well, I do. I pray for her every single day of my life. I pray for Ashley Hawford. God, touch her. God, touch her. God, touch her. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. But God, just bring her through this last round of chemo. And God, help her to get her strength back. And I pray for her every single day.
Amen.
Amen. I wonder how many of you prayed for Sheila this week. Brother Tommy's wife.
Amen.
Well, I sure have. I've been praying for her every day. I've been praying for her every day for a long time. She's had health problems for a while. Amen. Miss Jenny come in tonight. Brother Greg said they think my wife may have MS. I don't know what to do. I do all we can do. And all we can do is the greatest thing we can do. And that's pray. Amen. I mean, I don't know. I don't force this on anybody, but I'd be more than willing to Sunday to get these elders of the church and get our men together and meet back there in my office. We'll anoint her with oil just like the Bible said, and we'll pray for her. Y'all all right? I still believe that works. We don't have faith healing lines, but we've got faith in the healer. Amen. I can't go around bopping people on the head. Neither can anybody else. Amen. Pray for the sick. Pray for the sick. Listen, this is not a blanket formula for healing. Amen. Did you know sometimes it's just not God's will? Sometimes it's just not God's will. I believe it was God's will to heal Ashley. I believe it was not God's will to heal Brother David Dilbeck. I believe it was not God's will to heal Sister Judy Price. Brother Freddie, she asked us to sign, witness her signing her will, something we had to witness. And we were in the hospital and we began to pray and she stopped us. And she said, boys, don't pray for me to get better. That's what she said. She said, pray I can just go home. She knew it was not God's will to heal her. But still, we don't know the will of God. So we're still going to obey the Word of God, and we're going to pray for the sick, and when they ask us to, we're going to anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and if God heals them, we're going to give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer list. Pray for the suffering. Pray for the sick. Pray for the suffering. Pray for the sick. Well, I've only given you two things, and that's enough to keep us busy on our knees for a while. That's enough to keep us praying hard at it for a while. Would you agree?
Amen, brother.
I wish, Brother Shane, you don't have your notebook, do you? I wish Brother Shane had his notebook. Brother Shane's our prayer warrior around here. Amen. Brother Shane prays.
Amen.
There ain't no doubt in my mind, Brother Shane prays. He ain't good for nothing else, but he can pray. Amen? Love Brother Shane. He's got a notebook of all these prayer requests. And he's got a notebook of answered prayers. And it's page after page after page after page of prayers that God has personally answered, that he's asked God about. I said something to him just in passing, I don't know, 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Me and some of the men were just sitting around talking. I said, man, y'all pray for me. Every time I go out of town, when I'm staying in these motels and all that, I guess it's eating all this fast food. I don't know what it is. But, I'm having problems with my stomach. It never fails. Sometime while I'm on the road, Shane will call, your stomach okay? You know, he's still praying for that.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Yeah. And you know what? It is better.
Amen.
It is better. Amen. Maybe it's a combination of his praying and me eating a little bit better. Amen. But let's pray for the suffering. Let's pray for the sick. How many of you know somebody who's suffering a little bit right now? Man, that's every one of us. We got something to pray about. How many of you know somebody who's sick right now? Well, we got something to pray about, don't we? Verse number 17 and 18. Verse number 17 and 18. Two more and I'm done. Verse number 17 and 18. The Bible said Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Does anybody know why Elijah prayed for God to shut the heavens up? Does anybody know? The condition of Israel. A wicked king and a wicked queen was in control, and they had lured Israel in. It was Ahab and Jezebel. And God said, and Elijah said, God, why don't you just hold back the rain, and let's see if we can't get their attention. You know what Elijah was praying for? He's praying for his nation.
Yeah. Amen.
Elijah was praying for his nation. They went 3.5 years, not a drop of rain. And then one day Elijah got down on his knees and he said, God, send the rain. And he looked up and told his servant, said, go out yonder and look and see if it's raining. And the old boy came back and he said, man, ain't a cloud in sight. And Elijah said, go look again. And boy, when he went out, Elijah prayed. And the old boy come back, nothing, not a cloud in sight. Seven times, Elijah just kept praying, seven times. On that seventh time he came back, he said, man, there's a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. And boy, God opened up the heavens and turn loose the rain. What are you saying? We got to pray for America. We've got to pray for the great USA, the old red, white, and blue. I still love her, brother. I'm patriotic as patriotic can be. I love my country. But right now, my country needs my prayers.
Amen.
We ought to pray for our nation every day.
Amen.
My wife came in this afternoon, and I had the Fox News on. And McCain and Palin was giving a speech over in Pennsylvania somewhere. And my wife said, would you turn that? I'm just sick of hearing it. I said, honey, I'm sick of hearing it too. I said, but I'm paying attention to this one.
Amen.
Too much at stake here. Did you hear what I said? Too much is at stake here. You say, now, preacher, you really don't think something. Oh, yeah. Our religious liberties are under attack like they've never been before. Under the seat of my truck is a 1911 Colt 45. You say, preacher, you got a gun? I got a bunch of them. That's my right as an American. I hope you got one. I'm telling you, our freedom is under attack. I watched the political races, and I know I said this, I think maybe it was Sunday night. I watched this one speak, and I watched that one speak, and I watched the debate. Why can't them suckers answer a question? Both of them. Politics as usual, brother. I don't care who you're voting for. Well, I do care, but it's your business, whoever you vote for. I just hope you vote. Amen? I watched that debate the other night. What's that dude's name? Tom Brokaw. He said, fellas, this is a simple yes or no question. Neither one of them said yes or no. And I could tell in the guy's face. He was like, good Lord. Both of them went over their time limit on a yes or no answer. How stupid can you be? Yes? No. You know what McCain said? Maybe. He did. And I thought, man, I got to pray for this guy. He can't understand a simple question. Yes? No. Are y'all all right tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not preaching politics. I'm preaching the need for prayer in America. Whoever is elected, hey, whether I like them or whether I don't, I've got a duty to pray for those that are in authority.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When Bill Clinton was the president, you know what I did? I prayed for that man.
Yeah. Amen.
I prayed God to convict his heart. I prayed for his leadership. That's what America needs right now. We don't need a politician. We need some leaders.
Amen.
Amen. We've been short of that. Amen. We need some leaders in Washington. You know what I'm doing? God, send us godly leaders.
Amen.
Send us godly leaders in America. The only hope for this country is if you and I will get on our face and pray.
Amen.
Y'all all right tonight?
Amen.
We ought to pray for our nation. We ought to pray for the condition of it. We ought to pray for the moral decay of our nation. Instead of turning our nose up at people we don't like, we ought to pray for them. We go to the mall and see these little mall zombies. I don't know what you call them. Man, it ought to break our hearts. Instead of turning our nose up, man, we ought to pray for them. God, help them kids. They need some leadership in their home. God, they need some mamas and daddies that'll get hold of God and pray for their kids.
Amen.
Little boy up here on the porch the other day, I run him off. Made him mad I said, man, I ain't trying to be hard on you. I said, but you can't ride that skateboard on these handrails out here. You're going to bust your head and your mom and dad's going to sue us for everything we got. And there's signs right there that says, no skateboarding on the church steps. But this kid looked like a corpse. Levi calls him something, I don't know. He's got a word for it. They got them pistol-legged britches on like that, you know. I don't know, skaters, I guess what you call them. Emu, that's what Levi calls them. I don't know what emu is. Is that right?
Emo.
Emo? I thought that was a fuzzy little dude on Sesame Street, amen. That's Elmo, okay. Elmo, emo, emu. Goofy, how about that, amen? Well, I thought, man, here's this poor little old boy, ain't got no direction in his life. Thank God when I was a kid, there was a mama at home who prayed for me. Hey, man, we got to pray for our country. Pray for the moral decline in our country. I'm tired of everybody blaming everything on California. It ain't California's fault. It's my fault. It's your fault. I preached in San Francisco last year. The pastor and his husband were both very nice people. No, I'm kidding. Brother Art would whip me if he heard me say that. And he's big enough to do it. But I'll be honest with you. I had this preconceived notion of what San Francisco was going to be. I felt safer in San Francisco than I ever have in Atlanta. Way cleaner. I'm just saying we better pray for our country. We need to pray for our churches in our country. Hear what I said? We need to pray for our churches in our country. Not just this one. It's not just this one church that's going to change this area, change this town, have a great impact on this city. It's going to be all of us together, brother. Get in this thing and get on our face. Hey, pray for old brother Swafford down there at Fullerville. Pray God would use him. Pray for Charles Williams. Pray for Jeff Burt. Pray for all these preachers in the area that God would put his hand of protection on them, that God would build a fire in their pulpits and a fire in their heart. And brother, together we could see something done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen. So what have we said so far? Pray for the suffering, those that are hurting. Pray for the sick. And let's pray for our country. Amen. We went Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and heard Dr. Jack Scott up in Watkinsville, Georgia. And it was a church growth conference. And he was preaching about church growth. And he got to talking about his prayer life. Brother Daniel, I don't know how you felt. I wanted to crawl under the pew and slither out the back door. That sucker stood there and named every Supreme Court justice. And prays for them by name every day. How many of you can name one? Beth can. That's it. Brother Charles got one. We don't even know who our leaders are.
Yes, amen.
That's sad.
Amen.
In the question and answer session, after the thing, he was asked about the election and what he thought. He said, I'm more concerned where they stand on moral issues and this, that, and the other. He said, that's not what I pay attention to. He said, I pay attention to who they would put on the Supreme Court.
Yes, amen.
He said, because that's who makes the difference in America. I thought, wow, that's coming from a guy who prays for his country. Amen? I've purposed in my heart since that day to pray for my country, to pray for our leaders, whether I agree with them or whether I don't. Amen? Let's pray for America. Lastly, verse number 19. He said, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Lastly, I said we ought to pray for the suffering, pray for the sick, we ought to pray for our nation. And listen, we ought to pray for those who've strayed.
Amen.
We do that every Sunday night in our men's prayer room. We call them MIAs, Missing in Action. Folks that they've not just went and joined up with another good church somewhere. They're just out of church. Yeah. They're just out of church. A fella who used to be one of our, if you categorize it, let me just say a very good member of our church. He opened a bar. Owns, operates, opened a bar. What do you think about that, preacher? I think I'm praying for him every day. We've got folks who are out of church tonight. They're sitting at home when they ought to be in the house of God. And I'm praying for those that are missing. You know what the Baptist attitude is? Our attitude's to judge them. Our attitude's to run them in the ground. Some of you know exactly who I'm talking about with the bar business. I don't hear you say nothing about it.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you'll defend him? Yes, I will. I love him. He's my friend. And if I needed him, I'd probably call him right now.
Amen.
Even though he's doing wrong, he loves me.
Amen.
And I love him, and I'm going to pray for him. Amen. I'm not going to run him in the ground. Probably said more tonight than I should have. I'm not going to run him down. I'm going to hold him up in prayer before God.
Yes, sir.
Because my running my mouth about him ain't going to help him one bit.
You're right.
He gets wind of that, it's just going to push him down further.
Amen.
But boy, if somebody were to run into him and say, hey, preacher didn't call your name, but I knew he was talking about you, and he's talking about how he's praying for you every single day and how he loves you. Well, that might touch his heart. Y'all with me? Hey, look, man, we're human. Every one of us is going to mess up at best. I mean, we're going to. We've got members in our church I've visited behind bars. I had to look through them through that old thick glass, that old plexiglass down there where Brother Daniel works. I've had to go in and look through that glass at one of our teenagers, some of our husbands, dads. That ain't when they need a beating. That's when they need somebody who loves them enough they'll pray for them. Amen. I pray that if something happened to me, that you'd pray for me. Some people leave upset, and some people leave mad. And they say, what do you do, preacher? I pray for them. I pray for them. An old preacher taught us a good lesson a year or so ago. We're up in Pennsylvania preaching. Quite a few preachers sitting around a table eating supper. Quite a few. They brought up a pastor in West Virginia who messed up. Left his wife, got involved in an affair situation, messed up a church, messed up a home, I mean just a mess. And those guys started around that table, eating this fella's lunch. This old preacher at the table, Brother Earl Hughes. They were all just yakking and talking, and Brother Earl said, that's a good man. Y'all pray for him. Son, you could have heard a pin drop. Everybody sitting around that table knew they were just as wicked as the man they were talking about.
Amen.
And by running him in the ground, we were doing him no good. The best thing we could do for him is go to God on his behalf.
Amen.
And say, God, he's not praying for himself right now. I'll pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. Then he says in one other verse right there, I think 16, he said, pray for one another. Pray for one another. We said, pray for the suffering, the afflicted. Pray for the sick. Pray for our nation. Pray for those who have strayed and wandered away from God. But listen, let's pray for those who haven't. Let's pray for those who are still in. Pray for old BJ. I'm glad he's in church tonight. Been almost a year, hasn't it, buddy? Been a year. End of October last year, we had that little skit about the devil on Halloween. Old BJ came, got saved. I don't know where his daughter went. There she is. She got saved. Her shirt didn't, but she did. Been giving her fits about her t-shirt ever since she got here. They both walked down this aisle right here. Trusted Christ as her Savior. Been in church ever since. Then Mama faked it for a while. And just a few weeks ago, on a Sunday night, I believe it was, she got saved.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Yes. Amen.
I don't want to wait till they say, BJ's out. No, I'm going to pray for him now. Yeah. BJ's messed up. Him and Legina split up. Man, they're getting a divorce. Hey, I want to pray for him before the tragedy comes. Maybe we can stop some from being MIAs.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Pray for one another. Every Sunday night in the prayer room, Brother David Connell, he says, fellas, pray for one another. He says it every week. Pray for one another.
Amen.
Man, Miss Hickajig, Walker. I knew I'd get it in a minute. Hickajig Walker. Felicia. She's working on our new church directory. Do you know what I like best about the church directory? It ain't phone numbers.
Yeah.
It's those pictures. I love that church. There's one by my bed right now. Not so I have your phone number. I want your face.
Amen.
I can go through there and I can say, God, I pray you'd be with Brother Charles. He goes to work today. Help him, Lord. Strengthen him, God. And just go through there and pray. You know how long it takes to pray for every member of our church? Not long at all.
Amen.
Now, some of you I have to stop and spend some time on. God, give them some sense. Don't let them mess up. But I like that. You know what you ought to do when you get that directory? You ought to purpose in your heart. If you can't pray for every one of them every day, you ought to at least do it throughout the week.
Amen.
Maybe on Monday you could do A through G.
Amen.
Maybe on Tuesday you could do G through M. Something like that. You know, just it's in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Let's pray for each other. Pretty good little prayer list, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Just laid out right there in the Word of God for us. Simple. But you ought to jot them things down. And let's pray for the sick. Let's pray for the suffering. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for those that are out tonight. Let's pray for our bus workers who are traveling home. Pray for our bus ministry. Man, we got so much to pray about. Our brand new bus, our newest bus, sitting over here on the other side of the building with a blowed up motor in it. And that ain't one of them Chevrolet 350s we can drop another one in and be on the road in a few hours. That's one of them big diesels. Well, let's pray. We ain't got the money to go buy no another bus right now. We got one's got, they just built a transmission for it. We can't afford to get a transmission out of the shop. Man, we got stuff to pray about. And listen, if you can't pray for nothing else, would you do me a favor? Pray for your preacher. You ain't got to spend an hour a day on me. I need it. But pray for your preacher. Pray God to continue to use me. I love being used of the Lord more than anything I know. I got to leave Tuesday morning, go up to New Manna. I love that church. It's been so good to me over the years, and I've got so much help there. That's where Ashley got saved. I love that place, and I love them people. I don't want to just go preach a good message. I want God to use me.
Amen.
Would you help me pray? I know some of you get a little upset that I go a lot, but God uses me, and I'm thankful for it. I'm glad I can be. I don't know how many times this year I've been picked up at an airport and get started down the interstate headed toward a hotel or somebody's house where I'm staying. And I can tell something's wrong with the preacher. I don't know how many times this year alone I've had pastors say, Brother Eddie, I'm probably going to resign as soon as this meeting's over. And I realized it wasn't so much the church God sent me to help. It was that preacher who was ready to throw in the towel. So discouraged, he's ready to give up. And I'm not bragging by no means, because it ain't me, it's God. Not one of them resigned. They're all still in their pulpits. I'm glad God used me to be a friend. I don't have the best advice in the world to give, but I got it in ear. I can sit there and listen to a man with a broken heart and then just encourage him a little bit. Pray God would use me. Pray we'd keep seeing people get saved. Isn't it wonderful? We take that for granted around here. I'm afraid we do. What you need to do is sit in a dry, dead, cold church for about 6 months.
Yep.
You come back, you'll appreciate this.
Amen.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the Lord and what He does around here. Amen? Let's stand our feet tonight.